The Gardener's Bench is brought to you by Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping, Museum Road, Rock Hill. Now's the time to get them in and get them growing. Carolina Fresh Farms, call 327-8686. And by Imperial Pool and Spas, Anderson Road, Rock Hill, and now next to the Food Lion in Tega Cay. And now here are your hosts, Steve Crump and David Rector.
And good morning and welcome to this year's first edition of the Gardener's Bench. We'll be running from today through November 15th, like the last 2 years. My name is Steve Crump, as Stephen Sullivan put it. Mr. David Rector, my co-host from Carolina Fresh Farms, is actually out in Oregon this week, so he's not going to be with me today. But I have got a young lady from the Master's Gardener program, and I know I'm going to butcher this. But welcome, Miss Liz Hilly. Hilly. Okay, I knew I was going to do it. I do it every time. Anyway, thank you for coming in, and we're going
to
talk
in
depth about the Master Gardeners here in just a minute. It looks like we're going to be free of rain to about Tuesday, but since it's been raining twice a week now since Christmas, we're pretty saturated, but a little chilly this morning, a little cool. But anyway, okay, Miss Liz, how long have you been involved with the Master Gardeners?
I've been a Master Gardener since 2009, so about 11 years. I moved here from St. Louis, Missouri, and wanted to learn the gardening and the climate of the area, and decided that was a good way to do that. The program was a lot more than I ever expected. My brother's an agronomist, and he said this is like a college course. You know, that we study, and it's just so much fun, and it's a great organization to be part of.
What it does, and it is a great program, but it teaches you a little bit about a lot of things.
Yeah.
And then you can pick the topic that you really like and want to get involved with. You know, when it first started out, oh, Lord, back in the early 90s, Henry Nunnery was our county agent then. And they gave him, say, well, you got to run this program. They gave him no money, no direction, no anything. And it was kind of...
Yeah, we still have many of those Master Gardeners still with us that were with Henry.
It was an interesting first few years. And Tommy and I actually sponsored a lot of their projects because they didn't have any money. But it has grown, and between Mr. Sly and now Paul's been doing it since 2002 or 3, I guess, and it's turned into a real good program. And it's not something you just decide one day you want to go join. There's actually a process you have to go through. And I think he starts the membership in August or something like that.
June 1st is registration, and then we start in the first week in August and go till November.
And then there's just going through the course, and the hard part you got to do, I don't know if you call them service hours or what y'all call them. But
right, there's 40 hours of volunteer, and then you become a certified Master Gardener.
Yeah.
And it's pretty easy to do with meetings and plant sales. You can cover a lot of hours pretty quick.
But speaking of which, you got the symposium.
This weekend, yes, yes.
A week from today, actually, and it's at the Chester, whatever they call that place down there.
Yeah, the
car dealership on the interstate.
Yeah, they're sold out, and it's really exciting. We're up to 300 participants that are coming, and it's just a great facility, and it's worked out really well for us.
That's what Brenda told me. It had huge response this year. And anyway, it's going to be a good thing, and I might get to go this year. I haven't been able to go the last few years, so we're going to see what it's going to look like. But anyway, so here we are, the middle of February. You got the symposium coming up next week, and then what's your next?
The plant sale is in April. Okay. We're doing Come See Me Festival.
And you said that was kind of your thing.
I'm the coordinator of that, and this weekend I'll start all my seedlings that – my house is full of little seedlings all over the place inside until I can move it outside. But we encourage all of our Master Gardeners to divide their plants and start seeds. Sometimes we feature different things. Last year we had irises, and people were really excited and came. we do a lot of zinnias seeds that are really popular, and people come and buy just trays and trays of zinnias. Last year, we didn't have vegetables. I was out of town for the first 3 months of the year, and so I didn't get to start as many seedlings as I'd like to. And people came looking for our tomatoes, and I hated to disappoint them. So this year, we're going tomato heavy and different types of butterfly weeds and milkweed for the butterflies. Everybody wants pollinators, and we're really big on those this year.
That is interesting you said that. I get calls for milkweed and all that all the time. Everybody wants butterflies, but they don't want the caterpillars to go along with it.
I know. I know.
If you have the milkweed, the caterpillars go eat the milkweed. That's where the butterfly comes from.
Well, and that's why if you plant parsley, you should always plant three, because then you can share with the black swallowtails.
Mm-hmm. And it just amazes me. Well, I don't want any bugs. Well, if you're going to have butterflies, guess what?
Oh, yeah.
That's part of the process. So. But, the plant sale now, correct me if I'm wrong. Now, what I remember, this is kind of a unique thing. A lot of people go out in their yards and dig things up.
Yeah.
You propagate them yourself and that kind of thing. It's not really commercial plants and pots. It's kind of. No. Every member has their favorite plants, and that's what they bring in.
And people come and look for those certain plants, you know. That so we make sure we keep them coming. And we have thousands of daylilies, but we always end up without daylilies. And what other people think sometimes are garbage plants, there are people looking for them.
Mm-hmm. Daylilies right now for us, I mean, we've been doing this a long time, but it goes in cycles. But daylilies, to me, is one of the underused plants right now. And I really don't know why, except that they usually don't start blooming about 1st of June.
Mm-hmm.
And most people have done whatever they're going to do in the yard by then. They don't like the hot weather very much. But they thrive through the hot weather. And with all the repeat bloomers out now, they'll last all summer. And
well, and even right now, you're getting green foliage.
Oh, yeah. Ours are in the pots are up 6 inches
yeah.
in February. I'm going, oh, this cannot be good.
Well, and I think people think they take over or they're hard to weed in. And, you know, everything, weeds grow everywhere. But, we sell a lot for people that to help with erosion and different things like that. But I have several in pots at my house because, again, the green foliage in a pot is really
it's
nice.
Pretty, yeah. Well, for something in full hot sun, it's kind of rare, and that's one mm-hmm. great one. So, mm-hmm. anyway, okay, I hear Matt with the music now. I wasn't sure at first. So we're going to take a quick pause for the calls, and we'll be right back to the Gardener's Bench.
Let Imperial Pool and Patio introduce you to Soft Soak, your local alternative to Bakla Spa. Spa maintenance is easy if you know what to do. Why not depend on the pros at Imperial? Protect your investment and enjoy your spa all winter long with Soft Soak from Imperial Pool and Patio, Rock Hill.
This is Steve Crump at Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping. Looking for that special plant for your fall landscaping? Come by and see some of our new plant varieties as well as the old reliables. Give us a call today at 329-1080. Now's the time to get them in and get them growing.
Hey, Mills.
Hi, neighbor.
I'm missing the big game because I'm out here pulling weeds.
Carolina Fresh Farms has fertilizer maintenance programs tailored fit for your lawn. Don't spend your game day pulling weeds. Follow the maintenance program and make your lawn look the best it can look.
Really?
Yes, Carolina Fresh Farms, your landscaping supply specialist.
We return now to the Gardener's Bench on WRHI-FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. And now, once again, here's Steve Crump and David Rector.
And we're back to the Gardener's Bench. And as Stephen so eloquently put it, my name is Steve Crump with Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping. As I mentioned earlier, Mr. David Rector, my co-host, is actually out on vacation in Oregon this week. It's nice that he picked our first show to take off on, but I don't think he had a choice. I think Miss Teresa told him he had to. So he'll be back next week. And we're here every Saturday morning from 8:30 to 9 on WRHI AM 1340, FM 100.1, and WRHI.com. So, my young lady here with the Master Gardeners, Miss Liz, we've been talking about the symposium and the plant sale. And did we finish the plant sale?
Well, this year, we're usually do the Earth Day birthday at the museum,
right.
That plant sale too. But both of the sales are on the same day this year. So we're going to do a small modified sale out with the museum, with the Earth Day birthday. And just mostly have a question and answer, you know, talk to a master gardener, and we'll have a few of the plants we do sell out there, but not quite as much because all of our energy goes into Glen Cairn Garden, where the big sale is.
So the big sale's at the Learning Center.
Yes.
Or what I call the old United Way building.
Yeah, I've heard that. I'm not from here, but I know that. I already know that too with directions.
Some of us, things die hard, you know.
But it's April 25th. It's the Saturday of last Saturday of Come See Me Festival. And we open the gates at 9 o'clock, and I think we're done at 4. And then on Sunday, we open from 1 to 4 also. The first year we did this, we had just a terrible storm and hardly sold anything, so we decided to open on Sunday also, and we had a great turnout.
I remember that. That was a bad storm.
Yeah, last year too got us pretty bad.
Yeah, y'all did a lot of it at the museum the next week or two later because you had so much. It blew your tents over and everything else, if I remember
right. It did. It was, and we saw it coming, and we just thought it was going to skirt by us, but it didn't. But we still sold. We still sold as much plants as we do every year.
That's great. Okay, now we've talked about the symposium. We talked about the plant sale. What day did you tell me the plant sale was?
April 25th, Saturday, okay. April 25th.
Okay, that's the plant sale. And what else do y'all have lined up?
Well, you know, we the Master Gardeners, because of the plant sale, you know, that's our revenue and the money we work with for education and gardens. We have a scholarship, the Lanny Love Scholarship Fund, where we in Lancaster, Chester, and York County for high school students that are going to college that are going to be in horticulture or anything, you know, in the gardening and turf management, forestry, greenhouse management. And by May 1st is when we need, you know, the applications turned in. And they can find everything on our website, which is yorkmg.com or .org. All the information we talk about today is on our website. And we also have a Facebook page that we list different things, things of interest, our First Friday programs, which we have at Glen Cairn Garden every First Friday. There's a schedule of what the programs are that for each Friday. And there's now two sessions because we've gotten so big out there with people that are interested that we run an early session and a later session at 11 o'clock on Fridays, the First Friday.
Yep. I don't know if that was the music or not. I was hearing. No, okay. There's something in the background anyway. Let's get back to the First Friday thing. Now, that's the first Friday of every month.
Yes.
And Mr. Thompson does most of the
classes. Yeah, he's always usually there.
And your meetings, you actually had to move them over to Manchester because you ran out of room. But the First Friday thing, he was real reluctant to do that. So he started two sessions, 9:30 and 11. And they hadn't given me the schedule yet, but usually he brings me some little brochures that I hand out. But that'll happen. And some of those talks are very knowledgeable. I've actually gone to a couple of them, and he does a real good job with them. So if you got nothing to do on a Friday morning and a topic you're interested in, I strongly urge you to go out there.
It can be very entertaining.
They don't charge for them yet,
no,
right?
Okay. No, and if you have a question or bring a plan in that you have some, you know, have Paul look at it. And
Paul's pretty sharp on that plan ID, too.
Yeah.
You know, I've known him a long time, and he's good at it.
He is, and, you know, he doesn't mind, and he will stop what he's doing and look at your stuff. And it's I think, you know, that's what's so appealing about him is he comes across as kind of maybe not someone who would, you know, be that way. He's very kind of quiet, but he really knows his plants and loves to work with people.
He's got an interesting personality, let's put it that way. He was actually down on the coast when Tommy and I met him through the South Carolina Nursery and Landscape Association a long time ago. So when Raymond Sly retired and they brought him up here, we were all excited. Just, we never had one that was as detailed, knowledgeable on the plants as Paul is. And for us in the business, that's been a godsend to me. Before, you had to contact Clemson and send samples in. And Paul put a stop to that real quick. So he just sent me a picture.
Yeah. So, I've been helping with the Master Garden program. I kind of am the room mother with snacks and stuff during the classes. And every year he teaches it like it's the first year. You know, his enthusiasm for what he's doing and the patience with – all the newbies trying to ask questions about, you know, fire ants and grits and different things. He's very patient with us.
Now, y'all do some more. What is it? You're at Glencairn on certain days answering questions?
Yeah, on Fridays. We have the Ask a Master Gardener. They wear a vest or an apron and are in and around the park or the garden.
Just walk around.
Yeah, and if you go to the Biggers house, that's where you can find. They answer phones up there on Fridays.
Do you know what time they do that?
It starts in March, I believe, and it goes through December. I have all my notes here, but not on the...
I'll find out, and I'll tell you about it later in the month or year or whatever. But it's a real good program. I've hadn't actually talked to them, but I've watched them talk to people. And
yeah, they enjoy it.
It's very... They're enthusiastic. The people asking the questions are enthusiastic, so it's just a good thing. Okay, I think I hear the music this time. So we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back to the Gardener's Bench.
Imperial Pool and Spas and Spa Guard have what you need for great spa care. Spa maintenance is easy if you know what to do. That's why you should depend on the pros at Imperial. Protect your investment and enjoy it all winter long with the help of Imperial Pool and Spas, Rock Hill, and now in Lake Wylie.
This is Steve Crumpet, Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping. For 40 years, we've supplied the York County area with quality landscape plants, locally grown and climatized. Come by the nursery at 873 Museum Road. Remember, now's the time to get them in and get them growing.
Hey, Mills.
Hi, neighbor.
I'm missing the big game because I'm out here pulling weeds.
Carolina Fresh Farms has fertilizer and maintenance programs tailored fit for your lawn. Don't spend your game day pulling weeds. Follow the maintenance program and make your lawn look the best it can look.
Really?
Yes, Carolina Fresh Farms, your landscaping supply specialist.
We return now to the Gardener's Bench on WRHI-FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. And now, once again, here's Steve Crump and David Rector.
And we're back to the Gardener's Bench. Like I said earlier, we're 8:39 every Saturday morning. If you have any questions, unfortunately, with the 30-minute format, we're unable to take phone calls. But you can email them to gardenersbench@wrhi.com or to me at stevecrump@rollinghillsnursery.com or David Rector at rockhill@carolinafreshfarms.com. And we'll try to get them on the next show. But we're still trying to figure out a way to possibly do phone calls, but we haven't worked out yet. There's just not enough time in the program.
The Master Gardeners, too, we answer questions off our Facebook page. If you have a question about something, you can send a message there and someone will get back to you, you know, to answer it. Or you can call the extension office or a lot of good information we get from is the Clemson HGIC website where they have worksheets on everything. You know, any questions you have, that's where we go when we don't know what to do.
They've improved that website 1,000%. When it first came online, honestly, you couldn't find nothing on it. I mean, I spent hours trying to find things, and I knew the guy that set it up, and he couldn't even tell me how to find it.
No, it's excellent.
They have done a wonderful job cleaning it up and simplifying it. When it first came out, the problem was you had to go through 14 steps to get somewhere, but now it's a whole lot better and easier, user-friendly, I guess, for computer illiterates like me. And
well, in the pictures, and it's, you know, you take a copy of it and use it.
You can find something that'll buy anything you want to find it on. If it's ag-related, it's mm-hmm. on that website. I mean, vegetables, fruit trees, you name it.
Right, chemicals.
Yeah. And chemicals is pretty much a big deal in the news, I guess, here lately. But it's, you know, Bayer bought out Monsanto, which Bayer is a huge corporation. People have no clue how big that corporation is. And that's the Bayer aspirin people, believe it or not. Well, good German company.
We always just, our master gardeners tell people that, you know, read the directions. It's all, if you're going to use the stuff, follow the directions because, you know, they're there for a reason and you'll be safer. You know, there are some things that are much safer for the environment than others, and you just kind of have to do your homework.
That label is the Bible for chemicals. I mean, it's, even us, you read the label. It doesn't matter what the website says. It doesn't matter what anybody else says. If it's not written on that label, it's, you can't do it.
Well, and that's how I feel. I know my dad always, if a little works, a lot works, you know. But you know.
No. It's kind of like the old antifreeze you mixed with water. If you do too much, it didn't work. Well, the same thing with chemicals. They've got it down to there's a balance of how much water you put with it to be optimum use. And you know, doubling it up doesn't help.
Well, and we, you know, something we've, you know, heard at class is if they could sell more, they would. I mean, they would love for you to use more, but it doesn't work that way.
One strange thing is because we're in the ag business and we have to, you know, pretty much keep on top of it. But the less chemicals we can use, the better off we are, because them things cost a lot of money. And I'm not in the business of throwing money out on the ground just because I can, you know. And I love to tell this story. This was back in the 90s when Bill Clinton was president. The EPA handles fire ants. Not the EPA, DHEC handles fire ants. Why it's not under the Department of Ag, I don't know, but DHEC does. And the directive came down that they tell us what to spray, when to spray, how much to spray, which chemicals to use for what, the whole nine yards. We have no choice here. We have to follow these guidelines. And the wording was to eliminate fire ants. Okay. So we did everything they were supposed to do. Well, then when George Jr. got to be president, the wording changed from eradicate to control. The difference for us, and we're a small outfit, was $5,000 a year in chemical cost. You and I know you're not going to eradicate anything.
No, they're just going to move to another place.
It mutates and moves around and all that. But, I'm old. That's part of it. I've been doing it a long time, so I'm not really sold on all this environmental friendly stuff yet. Because usually it takes three or four times as much to do the same thing. And 20 years from now, they're going to find out that's probably not environmentally friendly.
Right. You know, you just kind of have to vote your conscience and do, you know, what you're comfortable with. And
there's a lot of stink in the media right now about Roundup. But I remember in 1975 when Roundup was released. Before that, we used diesel fuel and kerosene. That's the soil sterilant. Wouldn't nothing grow there for three or four years after you sprayed it. And that's bad stuff. The Roundup was a great improvement over that, but I just heard yesterday that Bayer's spending $6.2 billion in research to come up with something to replace Roundup.
A little safer.
But I'm convinced it's safe in the first place if you follow the label directions.
Right.
If you followed that lawsuit at all, that guy didn't follow the label directions.
My gardening is hard because I don't know if it's – you know, I don't use a lot of that. I should, you know, I need to do something.
Well, you
know?
Should have to use a lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you use the right thing at the right time. We were talking off air right now. Normally is when we start putting out pre-emergence and on warm season grasses, your Bermudas and Zoysias and things like that. We usually put a high potassium, the third number. And that helps your root development. But as much rain as we've had, there's really no point doing it.
No.
Last year we got nailed. We put it out early, and all the rain people calling raising Kango, the one didn't last. Well, it leached out.
Well, and I have a pond that's on the low end of my property, and I worry about that, you know, everything running down into there.
Yeah, that can be a problem, but generally, if you do it like you're supposed to, you use it such small amounts that it dissipates in so cubic inches of water and all that. Man, I used to know all that stuff. I don't try to remember it anymore.
Well, that's good to know.
I got, yeah, they can.
I won't worry so much about everything coming down into the pond.
Nah, and most of it is now is pretty safe anyway. We don't use any skull and crossbones like we used to.
Okay.
Yeah. But we'll get on that. But it's time to take another break, and then we'll be back to finish up this first edition of the Gardener's Bench.
Let Imperial Pool and Patio introduce you to Soft Soak, your local alternative to Bakwa Spa. Spa maintenance is easy if you know what to do. Why not depend on the pros at Imperial? Protect your investment and enjoy your spa all winter long with Soft Soak from Imperial Pool and Patio, Rock Hill.
This is Steve Crump at Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping. Looking for that special plant for your fall landscaping? Come by and see some of our new plant varieties as well as the old reliables. Give us a call today at 329-1080. Now's the time to get them in and get them growing.
Hey, Mills.
Hi, neighbor.
I'm missing the big game because I'm out here pulling weeds.
Carolina Fresh Farms has fertilizer and maintenance programs tailored fit for your lawn. Don't spend your game day pulling weeds. Follow the maintenance program and make your lawn look the best it can look.
Really?
Yes, Carolina Fresh Farms, your landscaping supply specialist.
We return now to the Gardener's Bench on WRHI-FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. And now, once again, here's Steve Crump and David Rector.
And we're back to the Gardener's Bench. And I was just so informed impolitely off the air that it is the season premiere of the Gardener's Bench. Apparently, we were talked about last night at one of the basketball games, but that should have told me earlier, and I would have done it the whole show. But anyway, Miss Liz, we've been talking, well, right as we went off there, we were into chemicals somehow or another. We got into that. I'm not quite sure how that happened. But anyway, back in the old days when I was a kid, I'm going to tell my age now, but you had DDT, which was one size fits all. It was a broad, what they call a broad spectrum. It'd take everything out. Worked wonderfully, but it took no survivors. Everything was gone. And I remember as a kid walking to the feed store with a glass gallon jar. They used to have them back then, jug. Opening the tap on a 55-gallon barrel, and you fill it up and put a cap on it, and that's how you bought your chemicals. Those days are way gone. The difference now is to do what that did, you've probably got six or seven different chemicals to take care of the same problems. But they're more selective. If you've got, thrips is a pain, and they're just hard to get rid of anyway. But spider mites, as you buy something, take care of spider mites now. If you've got leaf hopper, there's something specifically for leaf hopper. And I can tell this story now because my buddy's not working with the company anymore. He took a job at Clemson, but he was a salesman for an ag chemical company, and he told me a long time ago, he said, the coast of North Carolina and South Carolina, there are a lot of pepper farmers. We're getting down now. Okay. Anyway, they're all organic. But when times get tough and the thrips hit them and there's no cure for thrips, they use the regular chemicals because they're not going to lose the whole crop. So, you know, you got to be reasonable about it. But and some people aren't. So.
Or
anyway.
Just give up growing squash is what I've had to do because I can't control the bugs
for
squash.
You can't control the bugs. But anyway, thank you so much for coming on today. And if you'll do it, we'll get you back on another time.
I would love to do that.
That would be lovely. And David can be here and we can both give you a hard time then instead of just me. And I want to thank Matt again for being back with us this year. We go back a ways, and we had a good run last year. So, believe it or not, this is going to be my third year doing this. Time flies when we're having fun. So, anyway, we'll see you next week on the Gardener's Bench.
8686, and by Imperial Pool and Spas, Anderson Road, Rock Hill, and now next to the Food Lion in Tega Cay. Join us again Saturday morning at 8:30 for the Gardener's Bench on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports.